Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On this show, this episode, we talked about Halloween. We talked about doing the show for 10 years. Talked about Bruce. Let's give a little shout out to our friends, though.
Who can you think of?
Ishan Vajpayee.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes. No, not this week.
Okay.
Ishan. We have a new one, Carrie Berry.
Carrie Berry?
Carrie, sweet as a berry.
How cute is that?
Louis Juarez.
I was going to say Louis.
Running his drug cartel from Orange County. Michelle McKibben.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. She can take a ribbon.
Hi, Michelle.
Kelly Brandt.
Hi, Kelly.
She's awesome.
Hi, Kelly.
Jacob Crowley.
Hi, Jacob.
I think we're married. I don't know. People say so. Leslie Wyckoff. Why not? She doesn't even know.
Hi,
Leslie.
She
never, ever said anything, but she gives us money every
That's
month.
That's very
so
nice.
Natasha Foster.
I love that name.
Have a beer on her.
Hi, Natasha.
Angie Saldivar.
Hi, Angie.
My friend, I miss you, Angie. How are you? And then Gabrielle Fonseca.
Hi, Gabrielle.
She's awesome. And by the way, Gabrielle wants Missy to know that you're a dirty grifter for not upping your pledge so that you can both get shout-outs.
There you go, Missy.
That's coming from Gabrielle. I didn't call you a dirty grifter. She did.
All right.
So, Missy, get your shit together. That's it. Okay.
But let's tell you about Bombas. One of my favorite things in the world are these Bombas socks. Our whole household wears them. Nothing else but Bombas. You guys know how much we love Bombas. Did you know that socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters?
I did not know that.
Bombas socks were created to change that. For every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Bombas socks, they're soft. They're not just pretty. They're made with the softest cotton in the world, okay? And they have extra cushioning. They just designed the sock to just be a disruptor in the sock business. Just trust me. Trust me on that. There's a lot of different styles. They've come out with a ton of different styles and colors. You can go on their website and check them out. We love them. You can give them as a holiday gift. They make great socks for your stocking. Go to bombas.com/FCOL and you'll get 20% off your first purchase. Go to Bombas, bombas.com/FCOL and you'll get your 20% off your first purchase and you're doing something good for the world.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as Baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for month 7 of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a recording of Adam breaking down Adam's 12 favorite songs of all time. A jar of Coffee Booster, perfect for filling you up in the AM so you don't eat the donuts that asshole brought into the office. Heavenly Kettle Corn, the most delicious kettle corn in the known universe. Seriously, we've eaten a concerning amount of it at the studio. Bottle of Mangria or 33 wine, and a custom silver Mangria flask for the aforementioned booze. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? It's for crying out loud.
Sure is.
What's up, Stephanie?
How are you? I missed you.
I missed you so
I missed
much.
You, Kaylin.
I missed you,
Kaylin,
too.
I saw him missed, for a but... second yesterday. But, Lynette, I haven't seen you since
I know.
Halloween.
I know.
That's when we recorded our shows for last week. And then we couldn't record yesterday for reasons which will remain unsaid. But we're recording today. And so it's been a long time. Almost 2 weeks.
I know.
It'll be 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. Yeah. It's been a long time.
You know how, like,
a lot of stuff accumulates.
If you're
in
therapy, but then you miss a week, mm-hmm. and then you're more mm-hmm. fucked up.
Yeah, and then you get to therapy and you're like, blah, 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 blah. You just like purge everything.
Yes, that's what I feel like. So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's not bury the lead. You went back to New York.
I feel like I go to New York as like it's every other Thursday now.
I know, but it was exciting. You went to see Bruce. Every time you go to see Bruce, you're like, it's the farewell tour. He's never,
no,
I'll never get to see him again.
This wasn't a concert, though. This was Stand Up for Heroes. It's comedy week that week every year. And Stand Up for Heroes is a night of comedians and like two musical acts, and one's Bruce.
Oh.
This year was Bruce and Sheryl Crow.
Oh.
Yeah. And John Stewart's there every year, and that's how I got in because, you know, Baby gets me in every year because he's John Stewart's agent. And
right.
so, and Bruce and John love each other. And that's how I got to sit down and interview pretty much, Bruce for
a couple years ago.
Yes. 2011, November 5th, for 45 minutes.
Right. In a room. Exact. Just the two of you hanging
just
out.
Just the two of us hanging out. John Stewart, I'll just tell a story real quick. John Stewart said, Lynette, you came all this way to see Bruce. You got it. It was at the Beacon Theater, which is a very small venue. The dressing rooms are on level 1, 2, and 3, like in the basement. And you got to like, it's like level 3, the whole level is basically Bruce Springsteen's dressing room, which is about the size of the studio. It's a very tiny little petite theater, basically.
Right.
And so John was like, we got to go say hi to him. Let's go say hi. You have to. I have to introduce you. And I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. I don't mind. I'll just watch him from afar. I don't need to meet him. I was so nervous. And then, he's like, come on. And we went downstairs he was like, you know, knocks on, there's a security guy. And I'm thinking, you know, he's in there with maybe either his tech guy or Patty.
Right.
And the security guy's standing there and he sees John and he says, John's here, lets us in. And then I'm standing in a small dressing room with Bruce Springsteen and he's wearing a flannel and jeans and he's strumming his guitar and he's sitting there on his little couch in there. And he's like, John, and he's happy to see John. John introduces me. This is my longtime friend, Lynette. We bonded over you years ago. Oh, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And then they start talking, and Bruce is in the middle of a funny story to John about his daughter. And then it was like, oh, so it was like, come sit down, have a seat. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm sitting in the chair across from Bruce, and John is sitting in on the couch on the side of us and between us. And then, you know, Mr. Stewart, they're ready for you. And in the middle of the story, and John was like, for some reason, John goes, no, Lynette, you can finish the story. Is that okay if you know, she stays and just meet me, whatever, you know, just finish the story. This is funny. This is, you know, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce, without missing a beat, was like, yeah, okay. And he just kept going into the story. The door closes.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm alone in the dressing room with Bruce. And then I'm just sitting across from him. And then I start thinking, like, I got to be like Diane Sawyer and let him think, like, let him know that I'm not some geeky, you know, some chick trying to come on him or something, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Let him know I'm a real fucking fan, sorry, from 1976, you know? Let him know, like, I know what's up. So I ask him specific questions about the show and stuff like that. And we just talked for 45 minutes. It was awesome. It was awesome.
And at any point were you like, okay, should I?
I did
see myself out.
I kept saying, I said, Bruce, do you want to? And he goes, no, because the conversation never came to a lull. It just, he talked about his kids and then went into, I don't remember. I know that Suzanne's sister was like, you need to write everything the next day. She was like, write everything down because you're going to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we
are. So that you could write your memoir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My 45 minutes with Bruce.
Right. No, I did forget a lot of it. But no, but I just remember there was never a lull. And I remember asking him, certain questions. And we don't need to go over it.
Certain questions.
Yeah. Right. No, I kept it on the up and up. I don't like Bruce. Like, people think I like Bruce that way. I don't. Like,
but then at the end of the conversation, like, was there any, like, we should keep in touch? Like, give me, do I have your email? Or did you have to just be like, okay, this happens to him all the time. Like, okay, it was so nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I was like, it was time for him to go. It was like, then John was done with his set pretty much. And it was like, Bruce, ready in 10 minutes kind of thing. I was like, okay, all right, I'll see you, maybe I'll see you after the show. So nice to meet you. Gave him a big hug and a kiss, like a kiss on the cheek, whatever. And that was that. And like, yeah. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then he did remember me though, like a year or two later when I went again. Then he's like, you remember Lynette, just in passing.
Right.
And then when I saw him with like Phil Rosenthal here in LA at like some benefit, telethon, something. I can't remember what it was for.
He remembered you then?
He remembered me. He goes, yeah, John's friend. Hey, and Phil Rosenthal was like a kid in a candy store. He couldn't stop smiling. He goes, he remembered you. He remembered you. Oh my God. I was like, I know. Yeah.
I've always wondered if like famous people
get excited to see famous people.
Mm-hmm. Or if there's got to be something in your brain that goes, well, I'm famous too. Like, just a normal person.
Right. I'm Bruce, so that's Sting. Big deal.
Right. Right. It's hard to imagine Bruce being like, oh my God, it's Sting.
I know.
He totally remembered me.
I know.
John
Stewart gets like that for Bruce. I know that.
He does?
Oh, every time.
Okay, so how was this
year?
Time?
So I saw John and after the show, Bruce left, but it I wanted to enjoy the show. I didn't want to be like running around backstage. We sat and watched the show and then the show was over and John called us to come say hi. And then, so we saw him and he was like, Bruce, how great was he? Huh? Blah, 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 blah. And my sister-in-law was like, yeah, is he still here in the building? Everybody, of course, that I'm with always wants to. Like, I feel like I've had I don't want to ruin anything. Like, I had that moment in time that I'll never forget. Like,
right.
I don't need to. That was lightning in a bottle thing. But every time with Suzanne or Wendy, it's like, okay, you had your time, but we want to go. Like, well, maybe he's here, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you'll see him. But
you're like, I'm kind of sick of that guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of over him. No.
I've heard all the stories.
I don't need to hear his dumb story about Patty and the kids.
Okay, so you didn't get to meet him again.
No. But we saw him perform, which was very frustrating because I just got that taste and I just want to see him in concert.
Now, was that last concert his farewell concert or was that kind of a...
There was never a farewell. He doesn't say like this is our farewell.
Okay.
There's never been a farewell. But I know he supposedly he's writing another album for the E Street Band.
Okay. So he'll perform again.
Hopefully. That's the... I mean, like people... Like Bruce is... some people have their sports team or some people have their faith. Like Bruce is my faith. Like I... love the man. I think he's an incredible genius singer. The songwriting and not only does he write the songs, okay, but he also does the arrangements. He does the saxophone solos. Like, doesn't play the saxophone, but he's in the studio with Clarence for hours on Born to Run getting this, the solo. And the drums and the synthesizer. I mean, everything just comes. The guitar, he plays guitar. He plays piano. So, I mean, the man wears many hats, and he's just incredible. And and everything he stands for, and that's...
So do you... Let me ask you this. Do you have him up on a pedestal, like... We never really talked about this, but back when when they found him, like, I don't know, he was supposedly cheating on somebody at the gym, at his gym or something.
Yes.
Were you like, Bruce?
No.
How could you?
No.
Or were you like, all right,
he's only human, for God's sakes. No, he's been married to his wife for, I don't know, 25 years. He's raised three kids that are in college.
But did it make you think that that might be the tip of the iceberg? And maybe he's like a cheater? Or were you like,
No, I feel like
– sucked in by some kid at some –
No, I feel like I feel like I feel like I know him pretty well. you know what I mean?
You guys have spent 45 minutes together,
exactly.
Of course.
No, but like I've grown up to Bruce and I've read many interviews and watched interviews and, you know, and I just feel like I know Bruce. He likes to drink. He's not an alcoholic, but he doesn't do drugs. He's very healthy. But he likes to, you know, do shots at the end of the show. Not every night, though. Not every night.
Look at you protecting him. Really, not every night.
Not every
night. He could totally stop.
Right.
If he needed to take a night off, like if he had a cold or something, he's not going to drink.
Yeah, Stephanie, don't look at me with
that. He was on antibiotics.
Yeah.
He's not going to – has to drink.
Mm-hmm. There was that. And then I know – there was never any cheating anything until that one and only time, and that the story I read, I could see that happening. You know, they're raising kids. He's a rock star, and his wife, from what I understand, is not very friendly and nice. It's just the truth, from what I understand. And that's right. I said it. and so I just – I don't know. I could see, you know, a girl at the gym flirting with him. And he had a brief affair with her or something, I guess. But she was separated at the time. And that was that.
He wasn't, though.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. You're right.
Maybe he was mentally separated.
Maybe.
Maybe he and Patty were going through a hard time. You don't know. We can't know.
Right.
We're not in his head.
Right. That's right.
You know, he's not going to be announcing every time. He's not going to be like, before I sing Born to Run, I just want to let everyone know Patty and I kind of another fight this morning. Same shit, different day, you know. Women.
But they came out the other side.
She's like, you're not helping me with the kids. Right. I'm the default parent. And I was like, listen, lady.
I was born to run.
Yeah.
So anyway, New York was awesome. We had a great time. We stayed at the same hotel.
And you stayed out with Natalia?
Yes. And we went back. And the guy, the manager, who became our pal the first time when we went with Natalia, remembered us and upgraded us to the presidential suite.
Oh, my God.
I know. How lucky are we? I mean, I was shocked. His name was Tony. Thank you, Tony. He likes us, I guess. I don't know. But he obviously, you know, he liked us and he gave us the presidential suite. So it was nice. That was nice. We went around the city. It was fun. We had a good time.
Did you have any feeling of I was just here. Now
no.
I just want to hang out in my room.
No.
Did you go see a play?
No, we didn't see a play. We went to the show one night and then, I don't know, we went out. We went for dinner the second night and went out on the town and, you know, just kind of like wandered around the city and walked into other bars. We just like went, like flew by the seat of our pants.
Do you feel like
we
watched
a lot
of
Jersey? A little bit. Maybe. I'm getting there. It gets confusing, though, at one point where the directions start going differently. The numbers are anyway. But I started – now she got me hooked on – she watches all Bravo. That's all she watches, my sister-in-law. And it was like the night that the Jersey Housewives premiered. And so she got me sucked into the Jersey Housewives. But
on that note, I just need to say I've recently become obsessed with Below Deck. Have you seen that show?
Oh, that's so funny.
I have not been able to stop watching that show for like a week straight now.
Really?
I just had to throw
this
that in
season?
There. I'm on this season, and then I went back to the fourth season, and then I'm on the sixth season. Then
I got
to do Mediterranean after this. So,
well, I know that
that's what happens when you have kids.
My girlfriend loves it too.
I know you work on a podcast, and so you probably have your fill of podcasts. But watch what crappens, Ronnie Karam, my boy Ronnie Rosepricks, and Ben. You know, Watch What Crappens is so funny.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they recap every show on Bravo. Yeah. So they do a recap of Below Deck.
I'm going to have to check that
and
out.
He does,
I need some kind of after show,
they
too.
They do the voices and they break it all
talented.
Down. And they're so funny.
They are. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about
Everly Well.
Yes.
Oh, I have the Everly Well cardiac. Okay, so Everly Well, is an at-home wellness test that helps you better understand your health. And this is so cool. This is so cool.
This is technology at its finest. Yeah.
Right? Haven't we always been like, that? We should be able to test for some of this stuff at home because now they have, you know, you can do a colon cancer colon screening at home. Why not be able to test your cardiac health? Why not be able to test your thyroid? What? So yes. Everlywell invented that.
I love it. I love it. You can't go wrong. I mean, it's got 30 different at-home lab tests, from fertility to food sensitivity.
That's thyroid to heart health, everything. This is so perfect for women. I mean, it's perfect for everyone, but like these are such issues that you would, you know.
Right. You don't need to go and get in your car, pay for parking, go to the medical center, get your blood drawn, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's easy, super easy to follow instructions, and every test is physician reviewed, and the shipping is free. Which you can't go wrong with that. We love our shipping.
Yeah, I'm super excited because, you know, in my extremely early 50s, that's when you have to start being concerned about the old ticker.
That's right.
Also known as your heart.
Well, my
so I got the heart test.
Yeah.
And right now I'm waiting for my results.
Oh, good.
So I'm gonna tell you guys when we do our next ad.
Nice.
What it said about my heart.
Nice. It's personalized and it's easy to understand.
It's the big one.
That's what Bruce says at the end of his show. He does.
So here's what you want to do. If you want to get 15% off an Everlywell at-home lab test, go to Everlywell. I'm going to spell it out for you. Everlywell.com/FCOL and then enter the code FCOL. Just when in doubt, put in the code FCOL. At all
right.
steps. That's Everlywell.com/FCOL, code FCOL for 15% off your test. Everlywell at-home lab test, your answers your way. Also,
our favorite.
Hello.
Third Love.
God darn it, I love Third Love. You know what's funny?
I wonder if they like us as much as we like them.
I think they do.
I hope so.
Funny story about Third Love is that so I was bra shopping with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because I should just order her some Third Loves.
Yeah.
Because then I said, because she was like, Mom, I need another bra. And I said, you know, what's great is I have a lot of bras and they're all super comfy. Like, you get a brand you like. And she goes, yeah, your Third Loves.
Oh, she did.
It's like, even my daughter knows this.
That's awesome.
I live in my third. I was like, yeah, my bras are really comfortable. I know what you mean. You don't want to be wearing an uncomfortable bra pokes at you.
Heck no. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And they, you know, if you don't know your size, they have a fit finder quiz online that you can take and mm-hmm. it'll find your perfect size. They have more than 80 sizes.
Who
knew there was that many sizes for
Slow
boots?
Down, Third Love.
I know.
Reel it in a little bit.
I know.
Just have 20.
Right.
Why you got to be so nice?
You cover everybody. Yes, you guys know how much we love. They're beautiful colors. You can go online, look at all their colors that they have. You can look at the styles they have. They also have undies, which are cool now, that are super comfy. They don't slip, they don't itch, they don't cut in. You guys know how much we love them. Every customer has a 60 days to wear and wash it and wear it and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And they will donate it to a woman in need, which
That's
is very
so nice.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
So go to thirdlove.com/FCOL now and find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL, 15% off your first purchase.
Hey.
What's going on with you?
Oh
so
God.
Last time we saw each other was Halloween.
Was the day of Halloween.
The day of, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, by the way, your kids looked so adorable.
Aww,
oh, my
thanks.
God. I love their costumes.
Yeah.
If you guys can go on our Instagram. What is our Instagram
Yeah,
handle?
It's FCOL Pod.
There you go. Go check it out. Go check them out. They looked great.
So, okay. So I have a complaint about Halloween.
Uh-uh.
But before that, I just want to wish a happy birthday to my daughter, Elby.
Oh,
she's
my gosh.
She's 15 today.
She's 15.
Today.
Happy birthday, Elby. 15. Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? She's my height now.
Oh, my God. She's a mini you. She looks a lot like you.
She's not even a mini me. Well, I guess you're right, weight-wise. Yeah,
yeah.
She's like half my weight.
It's amazing.
But
she's 15. She's Louise.
I know.
How old was she when we first started? Do you remember?
Well, she was probably like 5. Because I think my twins were 2.
Are you kidding?
Well, my book came out. I wrote my book. I came on the show because of Sippy Cups, which
you
was
did?
Still sort of newly out.
Who, when you came on the show with Teresa?
When I came on the show as a guest
right,
first.
Right.
But that was like, so at that point, she, but that was early on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then because had I just had the twins at that point?
So that was the first.
They must have kind of been babies. I don't know.
Yeah, they were babies.
When I just came on as a guest.
Right.
Then a little bit later. So then I, but I became your co-host like a year later.
Right.
Or less.
So they were little toddlers.
Yeah. They were very young.
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing this 10 years. So if she's 15, then she was about 5.
Well, there you go. We've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
10 years? Really? What year? 2000?
10 years.
9? That's when we started. That's when Adam started. So we started.
So we must, maybe we started in 2010. So we've been.
Yeah.
Probably 2010, because your show with Teresa started right
around
after, around the same
yeah.
time, right? Mm-hmm. You did it, you were with Teresa for like less than 6 months, I believe.
Yeah, about, yeah.
And then you Not were, and long. Then Susanna was with you, was there for even less, like
A
3 months?
Longer than she should have been, that's all.
Or was she there? So Teresa was only 6 months.
I guess so. That sounds
Susanna
right.
was like 3 months.
Yeah, because
yeah,
like
it went
she
south
was
pretty
forever.
It was short time. And then I came in right after that. So like within the first year of your podcast, 100%, I was your co-host.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we recorded for a while as the parent experiment.
Right, right.
And then we became – so For Crying Out Loud was not 10 years ago, but it was
right.
almost 10 years ago that we together
right.
started
right.
working.
Jesus.
Anyway, yeah, it's the – so my twins were young and Elby was young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember all of me going, oh, my God, I can't
When's
take
this,
it.
I
it's
know.
So hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was full mailroom.
Yes, you were. And I was like, those twins, it gets a little easier every day. It'll get easier and easier. Like, when? When is it going to get easier? Because this is not easy.
I was just with some friends, and then I'll tell you about Halloween. But over the weekend, one of the girls has a new baby, mm-hmm. and she real bad postpartum, like getting treatment for it mm-hmm. in an outpatient, but like 3 hours a day of hardcore therapy. And, you know, I was like, it's so much more common than you think, because she said, well, according to the statistics, only like 10% or something
get
postpartum's kind of bad.
Right.
She's like, but then when I talk to people, I think the numbers are much higher. I think mm-hmm. that women don't always say
right.
how hard it is.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I think they don't want to admit it because it feels like such a shameful secret
yeah.
if you're having a terrible time with a newborn.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking about all my friends, and I none of them got treated professionally. They just got through it like I did. And then, yeah, so it, of course the numbers, they got to be higher.
Of my close mom friends, I would say that at least half of us had bad enough postpartum to call it postpartum, like
mm-hmm.
where you're kind of non-functional for a little while.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah, like I said, not everybody tells their doctor, like, I'm really suffering, because
right.
maybe you feel embarrassed that you're like, oh, my God, I'm crying every day. I feel really negative.
Yeah.
I always have told you this story, but I remember that I complained so much at the beginning. It felt very dark with Elby.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I'd gone from this sort of life of freedom to all of a sudden I can't leave
I
a room.
Right.
Without, and I understand that part of that had to do with my own just anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not a person who feels like, yeah, let the baby
right.
cry it out. Like,
right,
I've always been like hyper
yeah, yeah.
sensitive and aware of everything. So, of course, having a baby, I was like, it's all on me. I have to answer her every need. If she makes a little peep, I've got to deal with mm-hmm. it, you know? And I remember that I was. Every step of the process felt so hard, like the breastfeeding, the figuring out how often she eats, the figuring out her sleep, the figuring out how to burp her, figuring out what to dress her and figuring out how what position to sleep her and how all the things that we needed. Everything felt so much that I complained about it a lot. And she wasn't sleeping at the beginning. And I was, you know,
mm-hmm.
so sleep deprived. And crying all the time. And then this friend of John's came over one day to like see the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've told you this story. And he was like, this is so beautiful. Like, you guys are a family now. And I was like, we were already family. And then later, John's like, wow, that was weird.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what? I had no idea. I mean, this whole thing was like I was in a blackout.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you just kind of snapped at Dave. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he was just like saying like that it was so beautiful, like that we're a family. And I was like, well, I just don't feel like we needed a baby to like be a family. And he said, you know, you're just really negative. And I was so hurt by that. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's probably
he just doesn't. How does he not see how is it not this hard for him?
Right.
But I do think a lot of that was hormones.
Absolutely.
And just the enormous amount of pressure that going from childless or child free to having a child. It's such a huge change. And all we get are like the Hallmark cards and the like, and you know, every time you go to a baby store or something, it all looks so happy and this is all just fun stuff. And like, look at your new little mobile and, you know, child development books. Nobody really talks about like your life is going to be a shit show for a while.
I think it's like that to, so that it makes the medicine go down easier. Like, look, it's going to be hard as shit, but nobody's lying here. It is hard. But let's look at these little cute little teddy bears that are so cute. Let's decorate the – look at the embroidery that you can put around the baby, you know?
Yeah.
I never thought about it, but maybe that's why.
It's hard.
It really is.
I think I thought I would be more prepared, too, for the next two. Like, when I had twins, I was like, okay, well, I've been through this once.
Right. You think
that
the next
one – No, it was equally as hard.
Yeah, I know. All over again.
Maybe harder because I was even more tired from having a three-year-old that was just starting preschool.
Well, that's what I don't get. Like, you know, I my first and my last were two at a time. And so all I know is having two at a time. And so, you know, I don't understand to me, especially when somebody has one toddler and then twins, unbelievable. But just to have – how do people who do it all the time, obviously, how do they have a toddler and then have a newborn all over and just do it all over again? I just could not – I just could not imagine.
You just kind of do it. I mean
– I know. It just is insane.
I was telling
– two at the same time for your very first time is just – a shock. You think it's a shock to the system just to have a kid, but like at the same – and then when you have a husband, that's not very helpful.
Yeah. Well, when I got pregnant with twins, and I know I've told you the story a million times, but I mean, I was so scared that my mind – again, I know we've discussed this, but whatever. It bears repeating because I'm just being honest. But I was like – there was a part of my brain that was in such denial that I was like, you know what? Maybe I reduce the pregnancy. Like, it was in the, it was a nagging thought of like, this is just too, like, this is going to be too much. I don't think I can do it. I was so scared. And I think I told you, I went to the CVS test and the genetic counselor was, is telling me all the things and Tay-Sachs and we're going to test for this. And they always say when you go in for genetic counseling, if you're going to have your big ultrasound or if you're having a CVS, which just stands for like chronic villous sampling, which you can do an earlier test, tells you the sex of the baby and the if there's anything wrong. I wanted to have the test early because I was like, if there's something wrong, I want to make a decision early.
I did the same.
Okay. And I remember they were – so they were telling – they're giving you – they give you a little talk. They put you in a room and they talk to you before you have the test. And I'm like, And I'm starting to cry. And the woman goes, oh, my gosh, like – this, I know that it can be upsetting to hear about all this stuff. And I was like, no, that's not why I'm upset. And she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I was like, I just don't really want to have twins. And at that point, it was still, it was like, I was like 11 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just, I'm really scared. I really just don't think I can handle it. She gives me a card for this procedure. And I go home and I'm like, so I just want to let you know that there's this thing that we could do if we decide we only want to have one. And John was like, are you smoking crack?
Yeah. I went through the exact same thing
so
with
bummed.
The triplets. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was so bummed that his reaction was not even a little bit. Like I thought – I was hoping that maybe he'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so glad we have this. No, he was just like, no, we're having twins.
Right.
Moving on.
Moving on.
And I was like – shit.
I had the same exact same experience when they told me I had three heartbeats. We've talked about it a million times. I was just like, No, not on three at a time. I didn't even want two at a time. Yeah. I told the guy, I said, I'm boosting far. I only got one at a time. Oh, don't worry. You'll be fine. And that luckily I didn't, I was very seriously considering the third reduction. Because
I would have. If I was having 12 triplets, I would have.
The heartbeat was different than the two.
Right.
So, you know, and my doctor kept going, just give it 12 weeks or whatever it was. He said, just you'll see that I have a suspecting feeling that that third heartbeat is going to just get absorbed. I've seen it all the time. And then
it did.
Luckily it did. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you know, I was originally pregnant with the triplets and only found that out when they went to go do the test.
That's crazy.
Hadn't known that. But yeah, it's like, and of course, looking back, I mean, it's been really hard. I'm not going to lie. But now, Elby's 15.
I know.
And it's like, oh my God, I love my kids so much. And also, not just loving my kids, but I have truly loved the experience of being a parent.
Yeah, I agree.
I know we have people that don't have kids, and that's totally fine. But as hard as the beginning was, and as you know, hey, mm-hmm. I got some books out of it.
Right. There you go.
I got a podcast out of it that I love, and I love as much. I love to complain.
Right.
And being a parent gives you so much to complain about.
It all works.
It's amazing.
Right.
See,
yeah,
imagine if I had no kids
around.
And I still complained all the time.
I know.
People would be like, what are
I'd
you complaining
like, Shut
about?
Up, sit down. Get the, sit down. Nothing to complain about. What happened on Halloween? How was your Halloween?
Okay. So Halloween – okay. So I'm going to bitch about this. This – I was going to save this for Patreon.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little bit scared of getting in trouble for this.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you have something for Patreon.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what the hell then? I'll just tell you and hope these people never listen to my podcast.
You'll be fine. It always works out.
Famous last words.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Sadie's has this friend that I've told you about. And when I told you on Halloween, I was like, hey, we're going to be trick-or-treating with Sadie's friend and her and that friend's parents, who are my friends.
Right.
Really nice people. And then Xander has a friend at school. And this is a girl that I've like – is on Sandy's basketball team.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Remember the people that are that had a birthday party and it was a little sketch?
Yes. Yeah.
And John didn't want to leave?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nice
John
people.
John was circling, yeah.
Yeah, John circled the neighborhood for a while. Okay. So Xander is friends with.
Right.
Xander was the one originally invited to that birthday party.
Right.
And then they were like, hey, does your daughter want to come too? okay. So Xander's really close friend was not available because apparently they have a Halloween is a big family tradition in their house.
I know those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was out. So Xander was like, how about my friend? Let's call her Jamie.
Okay.
Okay. So how about my friend Jamie? And I was like, great. That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I text Jamie's mom and I'm like, hey. And I happen to know that they have a 3-year-old. And an 8-year-old, and then Jamie.
Okay.
So I was like, listen, Xander wants to know, and we want to know if you guys want to come over to our neighborhood for Halloween, and I'm going to, like, I'll serve dinner.
That's
get some
nice.
Pizza, make some salads. The kids can all, you and your whole family, bring the whole
That's
family.
Nice.
Come over. They can get in their costumes, and they can, our neighborhood is like a little party neighborhood on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So Jamie's mom writes back. This is the day before Halloween in the morning. She writes back, where do you live? And I tell her, and she was like, oh, yeah, sounds fun. Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, oh, she writes like, thanks for the invite. That sounds fun.
Great.
So I go, okay, great. So then I write, do you want to plan to come over at like 5:30? And she doesn't write back. So like a half hour goes by or something. And I'm like, hey, just want to confirm a time so I can order the pizza for tomorrow. So do you want to say like 5:30? Whatever works for you.
Right.
Let me know. Because they're now going to be the biggest faction of this.
Right.
So Sadie's friend Vivian, it's just Vivian and her mom and dad.
Got it.
Older sister's got other plans. She's Elby's age. So three of them, five of us.
Right.
And now another five kids coming over. That's a lot to plan for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, just let me know. Zero, no response.
So oh, like, boy.
All right. So, you know, and I tell Xander, oh, so Jamie's coming over trick-or-treating. He's super excited. Oh, great. So we're planning the whole thing. And okay, so the next day, the Halloween, we record.
Right.
Go home. Now it's like 2 o'clock. And I was like, hey, just wanted to confirm the time, you know, that you guys are coming over. No response. So then at like 4 o'clock, I'm trying to order the pizza.
Yeah.
At this point. And I'm.
You need to know how much to order.
I need to know how much to order. Well, I'm assuming I'm ordering whatever I was ordering, five pizzas right. or something. Mm-hmm. So I go to order the pizza, but I'm like, I need to know what time to have it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So I write to her and I was like, hey, I'm just confirming the time. I said, I'm going to have, because I'm deciding what time to have the pizza delivered.
Right.
No response.
What is with these people?
So then I write, okay, well, come at, I go, the pizza's coming at 5:45. You can get here at 5:30 or 5:45. Then we'll plan to trick or treat at 6:30.
Tell them what time, right?
Yeah. So I just tell her. Like 20 minutes, so like another half hour goes by and then I get a text from her and she's like, hi, our younger is having some asthma symptoms or something. So we're just going to stay close to home.
Oh.
Now, I'm sorry, but okay. If you had yesterday been like, yeah, absolutely,
exactly.
5:30 sounds great, can't wait, or whatever,
right.
or responded to any of yeah. my texts, then I would believe. But mm-hmm. Honestly, I just feel like it was super flaky.
Oh, yeah.
And like they just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
So she just wrote that, like, is this bitch going to keep texting me?
Right.
Like,
right.
we're not
right.
coming.
Right.
Due to other things that have happened with these people.
Yeah.
She just.
They could have at least said, then, we'll bring then, the kid over.
Okay, so then I write back. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I said, can Jamie, is it
right.
okay? Can Jamie just come? Oh, because I tell Xander, he's immediately like really upset.
Mm.
He doesn't have a friend now. So I write them back. I go, hey, I'm so sorry to hear that. I go, but can Jamie still come? I go, I'm happy to all come get her.
Mm-hmm.
Never responded.
Wow.
And never responded again. But.
Wow. What?
I'm telling you, it's something about our school.
Really?
The type of, well, because you know we deal with a lot of these flaky people.
Mm.
And then, so we're having this problem with the basketball, too.
Right. People can't commit.
They don't commit. They don't show up. They don't respond
right.
to, like, so the other mom, Sadie's friend's mom and I always write to the whole team and go, we're happy to drive your kids to the game. So we don't have a bus. We
right.
don't have any transportation to our away games. It relies on parents. And do you remember that I had this problem when Elby was in the sixth grade where that mom – it happened while I was in here. The mom was texting me going, yeah, I need you to take
yes.
my daughter to the game and back
right.
to school
I remember.
And home mm-hmm. for both the games. And I was like,
No.
Yeah. First of all, I can't take her home. I can take her to the game. And then do you want to drive them to the next game?
Right.
And then she was like, yeah, I need somebody to do it both days, both ways.
Like,
and I said, no. And then the next game, I'm driving like five kids. She shows up to the school and I'm like, oh, you made it. And I said, who else are you driving? And she goes, no one.
Of
just
course
my daughter.
Not. Of course. This is not the same.
This is different.
Right.
That was when LB – I'm saying there's
the
something
school,
about
something.
The sport, something about our school.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this same mom who just blew me off completely on these texts about Halloween also has had me drive her daughter to every basketball game. Yeah. And the last one –
are you kidding?
The
That's
last
insane.
One, she was like, can you drive her – can you take her back to school? And I said I would. Traffic was so bad. And I texted her and I was like, okay, she wanted me to drop her off at school, but it was getting so late that school was going to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted her. I'm like, hey, I don't know. Traffic is so bad. I was near my house and I hadn't realized it. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to our middle school before they close the aftercare.
Right.
Which is at 6 o'clock. I go, I think I'm going to have to just bring her straight to your house.
Right.
Are you home? She's like, yes. Oh, that'd be great. Thanks. Then I text her, okay, so I don't know I don't have the address. Mm-hmm. And her daughter doesn't know her address.
Mm.
So I text her. I'm like, hey, I need your address. Does not text me back. I only know because I remembered that what neighborhood they live in. So right. I start kind of heading in that direction.
Well, that means like,
why don't you write me back and tell me what your address is? It's like,
let's break this down for 1 second. Do you think that she actually got, who on their right mind has their kid out in the world with somebody else and they're bringing your kid home for you? And you just look at the text and they want your address and you just don't and put your phone back down and continue whatever.
Or she just was like, great, her home and just doesn't think, like doesn't go like, oh, right. She might need my address.
Right.
So a normal person, I think, goes, oh, that would be, thank you yes. so much. Here's my address.
Right, right.
Even if I've given it to them in the past month, I would be like, here it is.
Right.
So convenient. Just click on it, tap it so you can put it on Waze. So I don't hear back from her. Finally, I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. So I pull over to the side of the road. I text her again. I'm like, I'm pulled over to the side of the road. Your daughter doesn't know her address. I can't continue on to your house without your address.
Right. And then
– So she writes back her address.
Oh, right then and there she does.
Uh-huh. So then start driving again. I get to her house and now – I hadn't been to there before. Remember I told you John had taken them there and mm-hmm. he was the one who told me the neighborhood was sketchy?
Yeah.
So I get there, super
Wait
sketchy, and there's no parking.
Hold on a second. What is this now? This is
the same girl.
This is the same girl.
Yes.
Oh, God.
All these stories are about the same person.
Wow.
It's not the girl's fault. She's super
so on
sweet.
Okay.
It's her parents are freaking flakes.
Right, right.
Halloween, she blows – yes.
She totally blows you off.
Uh-huh.
But this is now the sports situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is a few days later, right?
Wow.
She's she couldn't be bothered to really respond to any of the Halloween thing, but was all about like, hey, can you bring her home for me? So now I'm bringing her home. And
unbelievable.
Yeah. And then I get to they live in an apartment building. There is no parking. So I'm like, oh my God, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pull around and I double park.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two really sketchy men standing around with like some old like furniture on a lawn strip in front of the building.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
What they're up to, but it's no
not good.
Good.
Right.
It's not good.
No.
And I'm like, okay, I can't just drop her off
no,
in front of this apartment
right,
building.
Right.
So I text the mom. I'm like, hey, we're at your apartment.
Yeah.
Can you come out and meet her?
Right.
Can you come out?
Yeah. Nothing. Did you call
what
her?
What do you think?
Did you call her? No.
I didn't call. I was like, I mm-hmm. really don't like these people.
No.
I'm like, okay. She says, well, I know the code to my building. I can get in. I'm like, okay. Is your mom home? She's like, yeah, I think she's home. I'm like, okay. So I double park the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous.
Right.
I have to take Sadie with me.
Of course.
I'm not going to leave her in the car.
Exactly.
So I grab her. I got my hazards on. I'm double parked. I walk her to her gate. She buzzes herself in. She gets in. I'm still like, oh, I don't even know if I trust.
Right.
But whatever. I'm like, she's inside her gated apartment.
Right.
Of course, the sketchy guys watched us like walk in.
God,
I get back in the car.
Horrible.
And I hear, and like 30 minutes later, she's like, thanks. The mom.
I hate these people, by the way.
Yeah. So the next game, so this has all happened since we last recorded.
Oh my God.
The next game, she asked me again, can you, yeah, I need you to take her to the game. And I was like, okay, can't take her home though.
Good. Like, but this isn't the same mom though from years ago. No.
Okay. These are
right.
new people that we've
right.
just met this year.
Yeah. You need to drop them like a hot potato. But
I know,
too
but
bad.
The daughter's great. Right. And Xander's,
the kids
they're
suffer.
Friends with her.
I know.
And she's a really nice girl.
I bet. I'm sure she is. It's the parents. I mean, it's just not fair. It's not fair to the kids. It really isn't. I mean, why would you want to do that to another parent, a friend? Your child has a friend that they connected with. Why would you want to hurt the relationship between you and the other parent of that child that your friends became friends with? Like, it's just, it's not.
I just think they're super flaky people.
Yeah, they are, obviously. I mean, but it's just sad. It really is. It's just – so what did you do for Halloween then? Just went trick-or-treating?
So we went with –
That's a shame because Xander's –
So it was Xander and Sadie and her friend Vivian, and they were adorable.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was totally fine. I just had to lecture Sadie and say, you have to include Xander. Like, right. This cannot be a situation where right. It's like you and your bestie, and then Xander's just like trailing along behind, yeah, like, exactly. You know, yeah. Yesterday's news.
Yeah.
And she was like, Mom, of course I will. And they did, and we had fun. And, you know, they're going on 12.
Right.
They're going to be 12 in two yeah. weeks. So it's not like. Right. They're not like little kids yeah. that are super excited about it.
Right.
So we went for like 40 minutes around yeah. the neighborhood, and then they were like, we're done. We want to go home and yeah. hang out at home.
Good.
And trade candy.
That's good. My kids, man, they're full-on teenagers. Well, we'll talk about
– Yeah, tell me.
Well, let's talk about Society 6. Speaking of teens,
because
Natalia found this website, Society 6, mm-hmm. and it's super cute. And they sell – so let's say like Natalia is super crafty and she makes her own – I don't know. I mean, they have great stuff all around, like comforters, pictures for your room, just lot like Chatsky stuff that, you know, I'm going to read what they have. But they'll also sell if Natalia's an artist, they'll sell her artwork on their website.
Oh, that's
yeah, they
so
do
cool.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sent us some stuff and it's adorable. They sent
I know.
And you can find like, I bet you teens would live for this because they have all kinds of different, like, throws.
Yeah.
They sent me a really sweet, like, fuzzy throw with a pillow,
yes.
decorative pillow.
And like then for this college little, dorms and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this little sign that says something like, you know, like, I just want to pet all the dogs
yeah.
or something with these
yeah.
little dogs on it that yeah. they sent me specifically because of Penelope.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, they're like, they seem to be like a really
I mean,
sweet
I
personal
company. I was
going to
reach out to them a while ago if Natalia was a little more, I mean, this was when she was doing slime, not to sell slime, but I was trying to get her to, like, I don't know, maybe she would get inspired to do something to sell with them. I don't know. I told her about it, but she loves, so, and it's college students as well, like for dorms. But and also holidays are coming, so they have a lot of great little gifts and stuff like that. So Society 6 is a community of 350,000 independent artists from around the world. So you'll find everything from wall art and furniture to home decor and lifestyle accessories. No matter who you're shopping for, you're sure to find a perfect, unique gift for everyone on your list this year. See, that's what I'm talking about. Every Society 6 purchase pays an artist. They empower creativity across the world by allowing artists to keep doing what they love. There are literally millions of designs to choose from. Society 6 has a huge array of products. That, like you said, throw pillows, yoga mats,
yeah.
phone cases.
Super gifty stuff. So
right.
if you're looking for stuff for the holidays and you want
custom
something
made.
Unique.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's unique. So it's custom made. You're not going to find it at Macy's. It's nice to know that your gift was designed by an independent artist and not just grabbed from the shelf. So give a thoughtful gift this holiday season or any time of the year. You can get 30% off and free shipping when you use our code FCOL at S6.co is their website. So
yeah.
go to S6.co/FCOL and use the promo code FCOL and you'll get 30% off and free shipping if you use our code.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Super cool. Oh, and FabFitFun. Oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to do
an
unboxing.
This box has been sitting right in front of me and I've been dying to dive into it. By the way, I had this box last week and I could have opened it, but I waited for you.
Okay, so this is an ad for FabFitFun, which you know we love because it's super fun, and we're opening it right now for you guys.
Ooh.
What'd you get?
What makes purple unlike any mattress?
So you got a purple.
They give you $100 off of any purple mattress.
Oh, that's cool.
That's nice.
And then this is a case. It's like a bag. Oh, this is really cool. It's a bag that it looks like. How do I explain this? It looks like a little purse. But it expands
yeah.
into a travel bag.
Oh, I need that.
So you could literally pack this in your suitcase mm-hmm. and then
like
expand it out, mm-hmm. like if you need to have an extra bag with you.
That's really cute. I need that.
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
You take it. Take it, girl. Oh, and then, look, slippers.
Oh, they got slippers.
Comfy
those are really
slippers.
Cute.
Oh, my gosh. And?
Oh, they got dry bar. They got a dry bar hair product.
And this is goat milk conditioner and restore moisturizing cream.
Nice. Oh, by Kate Somerville. That's Ooh. Nice. And this is Prep Rally, Prime and Prep Detanglizer from Dry Bar.
Ooh, and then a coffee scrub.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's good for the skin.
Oh, my gosh.
Makeup eraser. Erase all makeup with just water.
Ooh.
That's nice.
And then, oh.
These are big sizes, too,
oh,
by the way.
Lashes.
Ooh, they got us lashes.
False lash.
You know,
okay.
We love our FabFitFun.
This is an especially good box.
Okay, so FabFitFun, you guys can get your FabFitFun box and have your own little unboxing party. If you guys go to FabFitFun, let's see, we're FabFitFun.com, and you put in the coupon code FCOL, you'll get $10 off your first box. So go to FabFitFun.com, okay? Put in FCOL, you get $10 off. This box retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. This is a seasonal box. It's got full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong. Go to FabFitFun.com and put in FCOL. Get $10 off your first box and enjoy for the holiday season.
So how was your Halloween all
Oh, my
Halloween's
God.
Eve?
Halloween, man. It's now in the stage, so you know the years of going trick or treating and their Target costume is way gone. Let's move
right.
This off.
Yeah.
Now it's there's this party. They went last year. There's a house that has three kids. The youngest is Sunny Natalia's age, a girl. Two older boys who are super sweet, and their parents throw this Halloween party. The parents are really into it, I guess, every year and. It's got like a DJ, or not a DJ, but they got music pumping outside in the front lawn. It looks like a kegger. Like the traffic, you're dropping your kid. You just drop the kid off at the party. They all meet up with all of their friends from the school. They all meet at this party, and then everybody goes in their separate directions. And I drop them off at this party, and I feel like I'm dropping them off at a kegger. I'm like, where's the keg stand? Like, what is somebody doing? Like a handstand over there? And like, where's the beer bong at? And I asked Natalia, and she's like, it's really for the parents. It's like all the kids just kind of meet there, and then that's like their meeting central meeting spot. So I dropped them off there, and they went. Natalia went with all her friends. We'll talk more this week on Patreon because there's like teenage stuff now. Is in full swing in my household. Like boys coming over to see Natalia.
Oh.
Sonny's friends are the boys that Natalia – that want to see – you know, and Natalia, like I got the dirt on them. It's just this – all this – found out a little bit about Mobile Muffins. So,
oh.
Yeah, so there's okay. a lot going on. A lot more than from last week's Patreon. A little bit more of an update. But, yeah, so Sonny met up with his friends and went in one direction with his guys. And Natalia, nobody came home with candy. Nobody.
Wow.
No candy.
So neither did LB. LB was supposedly went trick-or-treating with a friend and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no trick-or-treat. That was some kind of a false.
It was a ruse?
It was a ruse because apparently it was more of a little party, although the guy's parents were there.
Right.
And then they came back. They got a ride back to our around-the-corner neighbor, the one who doesn't like to park carpool with me all the time.
Oh, her.
They got a ride from somebody else to her house. And then they hung out there. And then I picked her up at like 10 o'clock.
And she wouldn't give her a ride home?
Nope.
And she was all what?
Just, oh, we had so much fun. It was this boy and we talked to this guy and this person was there and I met this person from school and it was seemed very adult.
Yeah, I know. They're getting old.
I mean, Lynette, the stuff that I was doing at 15, though.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I mean, LB, is not doing any of the stuff that I was up to.
No, I know.
I was up to no bueno.
Me neither. I was drinking in a church parking lot of all places at night, while my girlfriend Dawn and Mike were practicing doing donuts in the parking lot with their brand new cars that their parents bought them.
At 15?
No, not at 15. Maybe the next year. No, like I don't know. I'm probably 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. It just feels like that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that I was for sure. Thought I was a late bloomer, but I was making out. Once I made out with the first boy I made out with, and that was in ninth grade, I was off to the races. Like, I was making out with different guys all the time.
Yeah, you know.
Drunk.
I was at the high school parking lot, actually, because Glenn and Mike are 2 years older than me. So they had the cars. And my girlfriend Dawn is a year older than me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I know, because I got de-virginized like a year and a half later.
So, yeah,
that's what I was doing.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Bad.
Being high, although this was – now, this was a couple years later. This was probably junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. But just being so high in the back of someone's car listening to Shock the Monkey, but being just high out of my mind.
I hated that.
Driving around in somebody's car being like, how do cars drive?
I was always –
wow.
I was always afraid we were going to get busted in by the cops. I was afraid – I was a late bloomer with smoking weed. Because I thought, first of all, I thought I was going to get brain damage for the rest of my life. But also, I thought that we were going to get busted by the cops. Like, anytime we were in somebody's house and if we were smoking weed, this was later in high school, senior year. But, like, I would be afraid. I would always think, like, the cops are going to bust us, right? They're going to get, like, DEA, get down. Like, that's what I thought was going to happen all right. the time. I was so paranoid. But then I got used to it and I learned how to love it. Smoking weed, but yeah,
that's... I was – so my birthday is in July.
Mm-hmm.
Elby's is November. So she's on the old side of being a freshman.
Right.
I was on the young side of being
Me
a freshman.
Too.
So I was 14 all the way through my freshman year,
mm-hmm.
right, until
mm-hmm.
after school ended. I turned 15. So sophomore, I was only 15. I remember very clearly that my best friend lived across the street from me, and she was being raised by a single mom. Who
yeah.
oftentimes was out all night.
Yeah.
Like, she was a drinker and she had boyfriends and sometimes she didn't come home. And I remember that we had a party at her house. Because we all like crashed there. So mm-hmm. it must have been on a weekend. And my parents knew I slept at her house all the time anyway.
Right.
But she had a full on raging party. I don't know how we didn't get busted.
Right.
And I remember waking up and it was one of those things where you wake up and there's all these like little solo cups with, you
uh-huh.
know, cigarette ashes in them. People were smoking pot. They were drunk. I mean, mm-hmm. I know I was only 15 because I moved. The
right.
summer that I was turning 16, we moved across the country. So this happened in Spokane, Washington.
Wow.
So I was 15 yeah. years old, Elby's age.
Yeah.
At parties with full on everybody drunk, passing bongs around.
Mm. God. It's
Elby.
Isn't that weird?
Don't
isn't
do that.
Weird? I know. If you're listening. No, I know. My friend that lived down the street, I told you, I think I told you, she was a single mom, but she was raising three. My friend was the youngest. She had an older brother who was an asshole and an older sister who was nice, sort of, like kind of mean but nice. Like you wanted her to be nice to you, like kiss her ass all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom would come home, and I'll never forget when I discovered that there was a bong. I was like, what is that that your mom has above her waterbed? What is that thing? And she's like, it's a bong. And like, your mom smokes? That was the very first time I ever found out a parent. Like, I thought it was for kids, you know, drugs were for kids and teenagers.
Hey, silly.
I never
drugs
thought
are for
like,
kids.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know I was young. I know I was like an eight. I think I was in eighth or ninth grade because that's when I was hanging out with her the most. And I found out the mom smoked. And then my dad found out. And my dad was like, oh, no, you're not allowed to go over there.
Of course not. Ruins everything.
Yeah. She was a lawyer and she was never home. And she caught us crank calling. We were crank calling people and she kept calling. I don't know how she did it, but she figured it out that we were sitting at home one day making crank calls. And the phone rang in the middle of making crank calls. The phone rang and my friend Wendy answered. She said, hello. And we were, you know, I was in one room and she was in the other
right,
room.
Right, right.
Hello. And I'm on the phone and the mom goes, having fun? And I was like, I gotta go. Bye. I thought I was going to throw up. I was so scared.
The funniest part is making crank calls was the least of their problems.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Could have been drunk out, like, making out with a guy.
Right.
You're, like, safely at home
making crank calls.
They should have been happy.
Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Well, this was fun. By the way, if you like our show, you're going to love Adulting Like a Mother, Father, Join partners and new parents, Daniela Monet and Andrew Gardner, every week as the duo navigates all things adulting and health, fitness, to finances, romance, all while balancing their careers and a new baby. Listen along as they chat with experts, celebrities, and friends. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode every week on Apple Podcast and Podcast One. This week on Patreon, I'll be talking about teenagers and just, you know, talking about raising two 13-year-olds in my house.
Oh, my God. Lynette, we forgot. You know what? We're going to do it after. We're going to record it after and have them put it in there. But
yeah.
But thirdlove.com.
Well, you want to do the shout-outs?
And then, well, we're going to do the
– okay.
We're going to do the shout-outs after and we're going to put them in the beginning.
Okay.
But thirdlove.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
For Third Love. Everlywell.com/FCOL. Enter FCOL. S6.co/FCOL. That's Society 6. FabFitFun.com. Enter FCOL. And Bombas.com/FCOL. And also, I have some fun. Okay. For the $50 business shout outs, everybody knows about Patreon already, so I'm not going to like do a big ad for it. Still giving away magnets to new subscribers and t-shirts to $10 subscribers. $25 subscribers get a shout out like you heard at the beginning of the show. $50 subscribers get a business shout out like Ulysses. This week, Ulysses, he doesn't know this yet, but he's doing a shout out for the Kind Foundation.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
No.
KIND. It donates to students in Malawi. They get a desk or a scholarship.
Nice.
For school. And it's Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC. Mm-hmm. It's his like pet charity.
Oh,
he partnered
nice.
With MSNBC. So every day 70% of children in Malawi struggle to learn while sitting on the ground.
Wow.
So we give them a desk and it empowers their educational journey and fuels their dreams. It's UNICEF partnered with Lawrence O'Donnell
nice.
For kids in need of desks. So here's what you're going to want to do. Go to donate.unicefusa.org. Check that out. Maria is with she does the sex therapy and intimacy counseling. If you're having, you know, low libido or just, you know, if you have a history of abuse and you're having trouble with intimacy, contact her, Maria at nwsextherapy.com, and she'll help you out. Letty Molina is your CBD gal.
CBD.
Even does the bacon flavor for your doggies. People are always asking, who's that chick that does the CBD? That's Letty
girl.
Molina. So go to, if on Facebook, search Letty, L-E-T-T-Y Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A. Sarah Dean hosts the podcast Shameless Mom Academy, and she's, you know, a mom podcast. You can't get too many of those.
No.
She's funny. She's smart. She's lovely. So check out her show. And Kate Marengo.
It's our girl.
She's going to pimp out your living room, your bathroom. I don't care. She doesn't care.
I was just on the phone with her the other day.
She's going to interior decorate the shit out of your abode.
Does she normally joke around about that?
Yes, she loves it. interiorchicago.com/interior-design. And I'll do one more. Sandra Green does a shout out for her friend who runs the company velvetswing.com, and they do special CBD topical that's good for your sexy time.
Wow.
Helps your orgasm. So check out the website velvetswing.com for more information.
What are they not going to put CBD in? I mean, like houses are going to be built with CBD oil. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
CBD in everything now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So that's our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.